All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Al Kovaleski, and I'll be presenting today on the effects of timing and severity of summer pruning on vegetative and reproductive traits of southern high bush blueberry. I just want to point out that today I was able to guilt trip my advisor into coming all the way from Gainesville to watch me for the first time in a conference presenting right before I graduate. I have all the papers signed already, so I know what I'm doing here. Also, I had my mom come all the way from Brazil. All right, so blueberries are fruits that are rich in anthocyanins, and this has increased the consumption lately, and which led to an increase in cultivation. Here, blueberries are adapted to a low pH soil and high organic matter, and these are not the conditions that we have in typical blueberry producing regions here in Florida. So we use a bunch of amendments and things that you've seen in other presentations. But Florida production uses a market window. Because of the climate here, we're able to produce blueberries before any other producing region in the U.S., and we also get into the market after Chile and producing regions from the southern hemisphere. And here in Florida, we use southern high bush blueberries, which are a mix of a bunch of species that were bred for this early production. So blueberry pruning is done for the same reasons as every other crop. It's done for canopy formation, size control, promote plant vigor, facilitate cultural practices such as mowing, fertilization, and spraying. It makes it easier to harvest the fruit, and it is said to improve the quality of the fruit, and it also reduces disease incidence. But this is not new information. We've known this for a long time. We just need to know how to do the pruning in the plants so that we can get these benefits from the pruning. So a blueberry summer, here in Florida, we use summer pruning, which has no removal of flower buds. It is possible because of the long growing season here in Florida. It promotes increased vigor of the plants, and there's more support for the reproductive structures, which is what we're really interested in. So the objectives of this research was to determine the effects of timing and of severity of summer pruning on vegetative and reproductive growth of southern high bush blueberries in a subtropical producing region, which is what we have here in Florida, in northern Florida. So we used two cultivars for this study, Emerald and Jewel. Here on the right, I have a picture of Jewel. You can see, and on the left, I have Emerald. And these are somewhat to scale, so you can see that Jewel is a larger plant. It has an open canopy in the bottom, so most of the production is localized on top. And then Emerald is a more bushy kind of plant. And these are the two most important cultivars that we have in the field right now here in Florida. So these were field planted in 2006, so they're mature plants. We follow commercial cultural practices, and the planting is located in the plant research unit in Citra, Florida, the UF plant research unit. So the treatments that we applied were divided in two timings. We removed 30% of the canopy in early June and in mid-July. And we also did tested intensities. We pruned 30% in early June, and we also removed 60% in early June. We compare these to a no summer pruning control. The experimental design used was a randomized complete block design. We had four plant plots with two guard plants and two data plants. And for Emerald specifically, in the first 2 years, we only harvested one plant in those plots because of labor demands. We had six replications, and we did pairwise comparisons to compare those timing and intensity main effects. And we used Tsuki to separate the means. And this experiment was, we have now three seasons, started with the pruning in 2011 and finished with harvest now in 2014. So here's just, you can see the treatments in the field. In the back you see the unpruned plants, then the 30% removal, and more to the front you see the 60%, just to give an idea of what of how the plants look like in the field. The traits analyzed are canopy volume of the plant and also the regrowth volume. We looked at the condition of fall foliage. We also harvested the plants. We looked at the period that the plants had fruit and the total yield, of course, and we also looked at fruit quality in several parameters. So here's the results for plant volume. What I'm showing you is after we prune, they regrow, and we're looking at the whole plant volume after regrowing. And we can see here in blue we have the non-prune control, and of course we had larger plants in the beginning. But after three seasons, the July, in the second season, the July pruning had already about the same size as the control. And this was also true in 2013. Here, looking at the intensity, we see that they're separated the way we, I guess, wanted them to be. We had have the control plants being larger, followed by the 30% and then the 60%. But now in 2013, the 30% increased the plant size to not be different than the control. And this happened because each year when we were pruning, we pruned slightly above the pruning cuts. So the plants were getting larger and larger. And this year we went and cut back the plants to the original height. So now looking at the regrowth volume, what we're looking is this. The plants regrow and we're measuring the regrowth. But for the non-prune control, we're just looking at the difference in size for the whole season, for the whole growing season. We can see here that the non-prune control in 2011 had the largest regrowth, but as the years go by, it reduced the vigor of the plant so that regrowth volume started to reduce, which didn't happen with the other treatments, which had the regrowth volume to increase over the course of 3 years. Here, looking at leaf spot incidence, we measure that. In the earlier in the fall, we already had more leaf spots in the non-prune control, whereas the both the June and July didn't have that much. And what happened is that increased the defoliation through all the, throughout the fall for the control plants, and this can reduce the formation of flower buds and what's going to form the yields later on. This was also true when we analyzed the intensities. We see the same thing, and here the defoliation. Emerald, all the results I showed were in Jewel, but Emerald had similar effects on volume, regrowth volume, and shoot length, which I didn't show here, but they were the same as the regrowth volume. For yield here, I have the yield for Jewel. Looking at the intensities, we didn't have any effects of timing, but you can see that for 2013 and 2014, the 30% removal yielded more compared to the non-prune control, but the 60% was not different than either. So no differences between the timings of pruning. when we looked at yield distribution, we expected the late pruning to delay the yield, but we didn't see that. Timing had no effect in the yield distribution. But when looking at intensity, we see that both the non-prune and the 30% removal had the yield shifted to the beginning of the season, whereas the 60% removal delayed the yield. So it was more towards the end of the season, which is not beneficial here for Florida because we're looking at benefits from the early market. And again, no differences between the timings. When looking at the average berry weight, in the first season, we had the 60% pruning have the largest fruit, but then as the years on the second and third season, it decreased and it was had smaller fruit compared to the other ones. We believe that these plants are, because we keep pruning them severely, they're losing that carbohydrates and losing that vigor in the plant. So it's we're removing too much wood when we prune 60%. In internal quality, we didn't find any differences. All these results I showed were for Jewel. Emerald had no differences at all in any of the reproductive characteristics that we analyzed. For some reason, differences in the plant architecture made it so that Emerald didn't have differences from the pruning treatments that we applied. So for internal quality, we didn't find any differences in total soluble solids or titratable acidity or the ratio of these two. For anthocyanins, we only saw a decrease in the 60% pruning for Jewel compared to the other treatments. And we believe this happened because the fruit, during the season, we had a growth flush in this treatment, and the fruits were shaded, so they, since they were not exposed to sun, they didn't build those anthocyanins. So the conclusions, lack of vegetative traits, lack of pruning for two or more seasons reduce the regrowth volume, shoot length, and number of laterals. I didn't show you these data, but this is what happened. It increased the incidence and severity of leaf disease in Jewel, but had no effect on stem blight in Emerald, which is also something that we analyzed, but I didn't have time to show you here. And pruning in general, regardless of timing or intensity, increased the plant vigor compared to no pruning. When looking at reproductive traits, Emerald was not affected by pruning in the reproductive traits. 30% removal increased the yield for Jewel, and no pruning reduced the yield in the second and third years in Jewel as well. With that, I just want to acknowledge Dr. Darnell and Dr. Williamson, my advisors, and also Dr. Olmsted and Dr. Harmon, which are members of my, I guess, now dismissed committee since I'm graduating, and also all the people from my lab who helped harvesting this experiment. Also, the research was funded by the Blueberry Growers Association here in Florida, and also by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. So thank you for your attention, and I can take your questions now. So the question was how I measured anthocyanins and what's the definition of a guard plant. We measured anthocyanins using, we used a protocol that's actually for, it was made for strawberries, and it's using methanol and chlorhydric acid solution to extract the anthocyanins. And then put in a spectrophotometer. And the guard plant, what a guard plant is, since we have different pruning treatments and the plants have different heights, we're trying to put the plants that we collect data in sort of an environment where all the plants were pruned the same way. So we're trying to remove the border effect from those plants that we collect data in.
Okay.
Do I have more time?
When were these the two top Chopzilla simulated treatments? What timing was the pruning?
In June. The intensities we pruned in June. It's right after harvest. We finish harvesting by the end of May or early June, and as soon as we're done, we go into the field and prune these plants for the early June treatment. And then the July is in mid-July. This is the common practice here in Florida. As soon as all the harvesting is done, they go in with the tractors and just chop off the top of the plants. All right. Thank you.